filming for the weekend. Good morning, I'm Trina Mara, and in studio we have got a man who's come all the way from Cork this morning. Bernard Casey, comedian, good morning.
Good morning, how are you getting on?
You're not a Cork man though.
I'm not a Cork man, I'm a Kerry man. And I immigrated across the great divide of the Kerry-Cork border, and I'm living in Ballincollig now.
Is that allowed now? Are you allowed to move from Kerry to Cork?
It is, if your average journey to work is 2 hours and 3 years, then you're allowed to move to a city or somewhere that has a motorway and public transport
right
beside it.
Did you live in Kerry? Did you live kind of nowhere?
Oh,
middle of nowhere?
In Port McGee, which is the southwest. So it's if you're going to the Skellig Islands, if many people who went to the Skellig Rock where Star Wars was filmed,
yeah,
and all that, and the Great Monastic Settlement, which was its original draw, that's where you get the boat to go to the Skellig. So Port McGee, it's across from Valentia Island.
So
it's a good 2.5 hours from Cork City. It's about 5 hours from Dublin city centre to door to door. It's about five.
Right,
five
so
hours.
You wouldn't want to be driving up and down to Dublin every day, would you? Really,
it would be the commute. If there was the awards for best commuter, you would get it.
You would get it.
Yeah.
So listen, you are coming to Dublin though, and you're going to be doing a show at Vicar Street the 29th of February. Tell me all about your comedy career, how you got into it, and the huge following that you now have.
Great. So I suppose I started back in youth club when I was 16. We did a drama sketch, just a gang of lads together for the crack. And we were led by some really good people in the community. You know, they kind of drove us forward. Sean O'Leary was a local puppeteer, and Gloria was, you know, she was trained to be a teacher and she was huge into it. And they got us into the whole art scene, really. And we went on and won the All-Ireland with our sketch. So that really gave us the kind of appetite for the stage, I suppose.
Yeah.
And then when I went to college, I just did your old standard arts course.
Did you?
Yeah, history and geography, handy subjects or anything, not too many exams, all that kind of crack. But when I was in college,
something like one class a week, isn't it?
Oh my God, I think in third year I had about 10 hours or something. Like people do that in a day, like 10 hours a week, and oh, you're supposed to be doing
And you were wrecked, God love you.
Oh my God, sure. If we made five of them. Do you know, it's on Blackboard anyway. It's grand, like it's online. So when I was in UCC, then I joined the Comedy Society, and I started stand up comedy. And I suppose being a comedian down in the rural Ireland, trying to get people to come to your shows was quite hard. So
you're trying to kind of tell friends and family, and they'll go to one or two gigs, but then they don't want to go to every gig that you
do. Exactly, it's the same crowd every time, do you know?
And you need to make a few bob. None of this put my name down on the door jazz.
Oh, that kind of jazz. Oh, yeah. Oh, give me 7 tickets there, I'll bring the lads. Yeah, and then all side of the lads have a match, they can't come out. You know?
So you turn to video.
So video as a way of kind of promotion, really, of getting yourself out there. And it went really well, I suppose. I did various sketches on the GAA, and the first big one then was the Irish listening test, where, you know, Gaelge, Adle Vail, Leganishka Kurmuk, the Skrudfa Pair, Natronica, August Nagestina, Agon, Liquid A.
That has brought me back.
Great. So
do you remember that? It's Misha Bart Simpson.
Yeah. Michael Jackson.
And you'd be trying to figure out somehow, right, they mentioned Michael Jackson. Let's just throw that
Bart
down.
Simpson. It must have something to do with home or going to the mental home.
Yeah. And I'm fluent in Irish, of course.
Exactly.
So because so many people can relate to that, can't they? The
exactly,
Irish oral. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did ones on the French oral as well. Similar kind of task one, but more on the oral side of it, the speaking.
Yeah.
And the Polish-Irish barman was probably my biggest hit, where, you know, there's many people from Eastern Europe who live in Ireland, you know, but a lot of them have picked up, especially in Kerry, they've picked up the accent after a while. So, you know, they might have come over initially, hello, my name is Wojciech, you know, but after a while it's, what's the crack, you know, are you well? How about you? I'm not too bad. No, great. There was a fierce crowd in here last night, boy.
Polish Cork, man.
Polish, they're quite, they know the crack, like.
Isn't it so funny? So, are there many Polish fellas in Kerry?
Oh, yeah. There
really?
Is. Yeah, yeah, there is quite a lot, yeah. There's a lot in our community as well. Not just Polish. There was many from Belarus, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Latvia, Lithuania, everywhere, really.
They'll have a go at you for slagging them.
Oh, they know, like, that it's the accent that I'm... And they know themselves, like, they're like,
yeah,
it's true. I have picked up a bit of a twang, all right. You know?
And even the local sayings, like, I'm sure there's people in other counties in Ireland that wouldn't know the sayings in Cork and in Kerry, and yet these guys know them.
Yeah.
Give us a few sayings there that and see if I know what they mean.
Right,
I bet I won't know.
A few sayings from, okay. He lives back that Bohareen.
He lives down the road?
what's a bohereen?
Oh, I don't know.
A small road.
A small
with
road.
At the back of it, it's like a cupine of tea is a small cup of tea.
Okay, right.
A bitteen of cake, a small bit of
cake. A bitteen of cake, lovely. Brilliant. Okay.
A bit of a meow.
I haven't an iota what you're talking about.
A bit of a misfortune. He's a bit of a
unlucky
kind of.
Right, okay.
Or he's a bit of an idiot. He's not a fool, but he's like anything he does is, oh God, he's a bit of a meow.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Also, it can be the poor crater.
Well, I've heard that one. Yeah, yeah. But God love these fellas then coming over. They have to not only learn English, but learn all this as well.
They learn pretty much Kerry as well.
The local lingo.
They're well able to pick it up after a while. Yeah. You know, one girl in particular had a really good grasp of the kind of local language as such. When she goes, do you not know him at all? I was like, no, I don't. You do, of course. Sure, he lives back that bohreen there by Joe Murphy's ditch. I was like, wow.
This is really
this
full
is
on.
Integration at its finest.
Oh, it's brilliant. So with the videos that you're doing then, I mean, you've had massive views, 10 million views. How is that even possible to get that?
I suppose one of them, obviously the Polish-Irish one did quite well within Ireland and England as well and Eastern Europe. But the French oral was another one I did. That went very, very well. Particularly, and when I looked at the analytics of the video, it'll tell you where it was good. And it said it's very popular in Vietnam. Yeah, so a population of about 100 million people who study French as their second language were Googling French oral exam and what was coming up on in my video.
Brilliant.
So
it was
handy.
And make sure to pop that up around the time of the Leaving Cert and the Junior Cert. Yeah.
There's
bound to be loads of Google searches around that time, isn't it?
The funny thing is that video, people have spotted it in France, mainland France. And there's a few small grammatical mistakes in it. And they're very quick to point
them out. Surely not.
You know? But like, I'm not fluent French. If you look at the comments underneath, it's like... Yes, I believe it was horrible. Idiot.
You get the gist.
Fool.
So listen, you're playing at Vicar Street. You are going to be there on Saturday, the 29th of February. It's a leap year, of course, this year.
Day,
that's why it's the extra day this month.
It will be the day when the ladies can finally go down on one knee and a man can't use arthritis in his right knee as an excuse.
As an excuse forevermore.
So it should be an exciting night all the same.
There'll be lots of terrified fellas going along to that gig, I'd imagine.
Yeah. There can be, you know. I've said free round for any lady who does it at the show. That's no problem at all. I'd be glad to buy them
God,
a drink.
Would you want someone to go up on stage and do that at one of your shows?
They can do it from their seat. If they want, we'll just turn the old spotlight on them and see what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
God, imagine if they said no then.
Oh, that'd be great.
That'd be even better. Great publicity. Fantastic.
Like the baseball games in the States when the kiss-a-thon.
Oh yeah, and they don't want to do the kiss.
And they don't do it. Yeah, yeah. Nerd.
So listen, give us your contact details, not your mobile phone number or anything like that, but do tell us how we can contact you if we want to get details of your comedy.
So if you want to see it, you'll see it, Bernard Casey Comedy on Facebook as bernard.casey.comedy on Instagram. And Bernard Casey Comedy on YouTube as well. So generally, I'd say if you just type a general old Bernard Casey Comedy into Google,
you'll find you.
Something.
You'll find you. Ticketmaster, the usual places for your tickets for Vicar Street. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bernard. It is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.